No killing. And it's usually young adult part.
Yeah.
You gotta give them expectations.
Yeah, come on now.
No killing, no stealing.
Yeah.
No lying. Honor your father and your mother. My dad's not in my life. He never asked you that. My mother tripped because daddy gone. He didn't ask you that. Life wasn't the way you planned it. He didn't ask you that. Things ain't going the way you want them to go. Mama did have a problem. That is acting funny, but he didn't ask you that. Mama do have some mess, and daddy do got some demons, but he didn't ask you that. The text says, honor your father and your mother. I can't understand why football players who make it to the league, they look in the camera and just say, hey, mom, they don't even reference dad. That's a whole other subject. Got a long hard talk. But it's something about honor. It's something about honoring even somebody who has dishonored you. I thought we were trying to be Christian.
Yeah.
I thought we were trying to be righteous and not just right.
Yeah.
That's a whole other subject.
Preach, Pastor, preach.
He says, you do know the commandments, don't you? I just feel the need to say it again. No sex. No killing, no stealing. Somebody got a problem with that. But you can be delivered. Don't tell your neighbor, get free.
Get free.
No sex. No killing, no stealing, no lying. Honor your father and your mother. The young man said, well, Jesus, I've kept these things for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
But when Jesus heard that, I'm about to go over and say this. Okay? You know that music I like. That speak to their heart. I think that we preach them. Preach them a little bit.
Yeah.
But we got to preach to their heart.
Yeah.
So he says, you do know the commandments, don't you?
Yeah.
One more time, no sex,
yeah.
No killing, no stealing, no lying, rambling like that. Honor your father and your mother. He says, but I've kept them things.
Yeah.
I've kept them. I've kept all of those commandments since I was little.
Yeah.
He says, you have, okay? Well, there's one more thing you have left to do. To sell everything you own and give it away to the poor. Once you do that, you will have your riches in heaven. He says, once you do that, then come and follow me. This was the last thing that the young official expected to hear. He was rich. And so he became terribly afraid, terribly sad, because he was holding on so tight to a lot of things, and he was not ready to let go of them. Listen, so the text lets us know that the young man was not only rich, but that he had a whole lot of things. The text lets us know that he had accumulated things that he was not ready nor willing to relinquish. It was when I was going over the text in preparation for the preaching moment, the Holy Ghost began to speak and revealed to me that the reason why he wasn't ready or willing to relinquish his riches is because it was in his riches, catch this, that made him relevant.
Wow.
The Holy Ghost revealed to me that the reason why he was not ready nor willing to relinquish his riches is because it was in his riches that made him relevant. Notice his title, the rich young ruler. We don't even know his name.
Wow.
The reason why he wasn't ready to let his stuff go is because his identity was wrapped up in his stuff. The reason why he wasn't ready to let go of it because the stuff he had was significant to who he was. The reason why ballplayers have a whole lot of talent, they have trouble retiring, is because they made a life of being a ball player. They don't know who they really are. Some of us, when we have to start over after 20 years of being something, we don't really know how to start over because what we've done is significant to who we are. Can I ask you the question, what are you holding on to that's shaping your identity? What are you holding on to that's significant to shaping your identity? It's not necessarily your successes in life, it's sometimes our failures.
Wow.
A lot of times, the enemy likes to put in our forefront, the forefront of our brain, the issues that we've had. And so even when people compliment you, you can't help but to know your own truth.
Wow.
So you don't feel worthy enough to be complimented. Sometimes, inner me.
Yeah.
That keeps me from being everything that God has created me to be.
Yes.
Because we're holding on to a lot of stuff. Sometimes our successes, you got promoted 10 years ago and you're still bragging about that you were promoted 10 years ago. You're holding on to prestige. And so your position has shaped your personality and your perspective of yourself. When I was in the military, I had my platoon sergeant was a young cat, young man. And I could tell that he probably had been teased his whole life because his identity was wrapped up in the fact that he had rank. So after hours, we went to the gym to play ball. When his rank was off, he didn't really know how to be with us. Because his power was stripped. He didn't really know who he was. His identity, his life was based on the fact that he had a rank. What are you holding on to that's shaping your identity? Thank God you got a degree. But that degree didn't make you. Thank God you got some money in the bank. Praise God for that.
Yeah.
But your name should not be Daddy Warbucks. So what happens when you lose it? You're no longer that person anymore. The rich young man was not ready to let go of what he had because what he had was who he was. Let me drive home the point. And I'm done with myself. Jesus is trying to call you into who he's called you to be. So when he had an ordained meeting with this young man, ordained meant it was set to happen. Nothing happens in the kingdom by happenstance. It was set to happen. You didn't meet Jesus by happenstance. You didn't go through your trials by happenstance. You didn't get sick by happenstance. You didn't get divorced by happenstance. Things happen for a reason. Because it's in those trials, it's in those successes and failures in life that God showed you who he is. And not only will he show you who he is, he's trying to show you who you are.
Yeah.
Peter, Andrew, James, John were all fishermen. That was their identity. But when they met Jesus, they became apostles. There's another level that God is trying to call you to. There is somebody in you that's already been planted in you. He's trying to bring it out of you. But the only way for you to get there is you have to let go of what you have. You have to let go of what you've done. Successes and failures. We praise God for your successes. We thank God he delivered you from your failures. But somebody shout, there's more. I didn't say this just to shout you. When you delight yourself in the Lord,
yes,
he will then give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, he will.
But what he didn't really say is, when you delight in him, he'll take your desires.
Come on,
and then he'll give you a heart transplant and give you his desires.
Yes. Yes.
So when your desires line up with his desires,
yes,
somebody shout on the door. Scripture teaches us that every day you must die daily. Every day you have to crucify the flesh. Yeah, you did good yesterday, but today is a whole other battle. Yeah, you didn't cuss your manager out last week, but this week is a whole other battle. Yeah, you didn't set them out last time, but baby daddy got one coming. But this is a whole other day. Hashtag death to selfie. If your values don't line up with God's values, you got to order. If your thoughts don't line up with God's thoughts, you're out of order. And if you're out of order, I think it's high time you hashtag death to selfie. I think if we all looked at ourselves, we would see a lie in ourselves. You were smiling on that picture, but really you weren't happy. Somebody texted you a joke and you shot back LOL, you didn't really laugh. You throw a thumbs up and you knew you didn't like the text. I'm talking about being really, not just in church, not church lingo. I'm talking about being like Jesus. If I'm preparing to be a dope Christian, that means I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated. What are you dedicated to? Not only am I dedicated, I'm dedicated to one person, one purpose. Let me take it one letter at a time. I'm dedicated to one.
Yeah.
One thing. What is that one thing you're dedicated to? Want to be a dope Christian, you got to be dedicated to one purpose. Perhaps one person. Can't serve God and man at the same time. You gotta choose one. So the scripture says, choose you this day. Whom you gonna serve? That's like how Joshua said. I don't know about y'all, but that's for me and my house. And then you have to turn around and do this thing every day. Every day. Can't celebrate yesterday's successes while you're failing today.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody shout, hashtag death to self.
Hashtag death to self.
Come on, let's shoot. Give God a hand of praise. Pray that prayer. If that's your prayer, I want you to just give God a shout in this place. Come on.